Inside, the air was thick with smoke, reeking of booze and patchouli. What a scene! It was 1966, and I was 18-year-old Nancy Tyndall, still innocent but rebellious as hell. My much more worldly new friend Bonnie and I had our weekend all planned. Bonnie was a pretty, petite sex pistol, born for trouble. Her new boyfriend Kelly was a drummer with the Marin County Band, Morning Glory, and booked to play at Juanita's on Saturday night. We arrived with our long, dark, shiny, parted down the middle hair, wearing vividly colored mini dresses, knee-high black leather boots, and sparkly love beads. Bonnie's hair was chocolate brown and straight as a stick. I envied her Joan Baez look. Mine was long, dark, and curly wavy. I would lay it over an ironing board and take a hot iron to it to get the look I wanted. All night, we alternately got high in the bathroom or danced our asses off to the band's screaming loud, mesmerizing, psychedelic sounds. Bonnie was snorting speed. Who knows where she got it? This penchant for the hard stuff would be her ultimate undoing.